This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
The war for our very destiny isn't coming. The war is undoubtedly now a hot war. And it's here. And organizations and groups are clearly choosing the demarcation line of which side they're on. Where to begin on this live Sunday, November 24th, 2019 global transmission? Where to start? Franklin Graham says that supernatural element of demonic power is behind attacks on Trump. Undoubtedly, that is true. Now, the Justice Department has confirmed that FBI, at high levels, falsified documents against the president and others. Meanwhile, Bloomberg officially enters the 2020 race to, quote, defeat Trump and rebuild America, when it's been the globalists that have deindustrialized the nation. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's been fighting for her life in and out of the hospital the last week, put back in this weekend, now supposedly out, just pancreatic cancer. I predict she'll be dead within 1 month. And a giant fight will accelerate the hysteria we already see with impeachment and more. Giuliani says Biden documents will be released if he disappears, says they want to kill him. I listened to Giuliani. He helped cover up what really happened on 9/11. And there's so much more we're going to be getting to today. Like in Virginia and elsewhere, gun supporters prepare to defy new laws to turn their guns in. Yeah, the illegal aliens in 800-plus towns and cities don't follow the law. They're allowed to drink and drive wherever they want. Not even have IDs, but we're just saying you're not taking our Second Amendment just because your local law says it can countermand the great law of the land, fought and died for by this republic. That's all coming up. But what's the really big news? What's the earth-shaking news? The Anti-Defamation League, a supposed civil rights organization that runs the censorship at big tech, that's on record, has come out through their spokesperson and announced the next phase of the totalitarianism. A lot of people saw him say this on Thursday. We covered it on Friday. And they said that guy's a washed-up comedian. His latest movies have all failed. Why do we care what Sacha Baron Cohen has to say? Well, because he was reading off a teleprompter what the ADL's already said they're planning. And he calls for the arrest of the big six tech heads, starting with Mark Zuckerberg, and the complete handover to the ADL of all communications. Now, that's dictator stuff. That's Hitler stuff right out of the crazy ADL. But it's par for the course. And the definition of chutzpah, and extremely dangerous. Donald Trump's called a Nazi, so am I. And so we're not human. Of course, the truth is, the only real Nazis around here is the ADL, and they work for that Nazi collaborator, George Soros. See, if you're a real Nazi, That's where you hide. They gave awards to Schwarzenegger, who says he admires Hitler. The ADL is a Nazi organization.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is November 24th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. All right, let's dig right in to our top stories here today. Attorney General Barr has come out and says Epstein's death was a perfect storm of screw-ups. And, of course, no one's buying that. AP runs the headline, Feds fight back as Epstein death conspiracy theory swirl. Barr ends all conspiracy theories. Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in a perfect storm of screw-ups. And Jesse Smollett really got attacked by white supremacists that poured bleach on his face and really got a noose around his neck. And by the way, he's filed a lawsuit against the police for false prosecution. I mean, it's totally staged, totally rigged. The people that helped him do it have the receipts, and now he paid them to do it. We have them going to the stores and buying the noose and buying the mask and buying the bleach and doing it all. But it doesn't matter. No, it's real. There's white supremacists everywhere. And if we don't let the left take control of our lives and let the Antifa go around and beat us up and tell us what to do, well, then it's all over, isn't it? Absolutely all over. So we're going to be getting into all this today, and Antifa beating up old people, smashing out the cars with their windows, the Oregonian newspaper calling them heroes. Damn right. It's all coming up today. But let me tell you what our top story is going to be. And it's extremely serious. It's extremely important. And I'm going to start covering it at the start of the next segment and play the clips. The ADL, a supposed Jewish civil rights organization founded in 1913 after a man kidnapped, tortured, and killed a 13-year-old girl, they were founded to say that he did, you know, deserve to go free, I guess. I'm not kidding. Look it up. That organization, who's lost all these lawsuits for calling people Nazis that aren't, goes around and pays off and buys off the police departments around the country. And it's just a leftist communist organization. That's really what it is. And if you don't accept communism and socialism and sexualization of children and everything else, the ADL comes out and attacks you. And that's so much pull, they can get your bank accounts taken away. They can get you... get your merchant accounts taken away. And that's what the Nazis did to the Jews in the early 1930s. Really bad stuff. In fact, if you go just by activity, the ADL is the most Nazi-like organization on the planet today. Whatever Hitler did, they do it. Politically. They lie about people. They gang up on people. They have secret files on people. They sue people for no reason. and they go and they deplatform you. They take your ability to have commerce away. But now, through their spokesperson at their big event, they had Sacha Baron Cohen read off a teleprompter what they're planning. And it's the arrest of the big six tech heads, the big six tech heads, starting with Mark Zuckerberg. And you can pull this up. Facebook, Google, Apple, Twitter have all, going back 3 years ago, hired the ADL along with the Southern Poverty Law Center as a consortium to be fact checkers and to go around censoring everybody. And so the ADL's answer is, he literally says, you've got billions, you better give it to us and have us be able to censor whoever we want or we'll have you arrested. Wait till I play all these clips. I mean, this is crazy. When we've already seen an absolute reign of terror. Against free speech. So, we're going to be walking through all of that here today, but it's so draconian, so evil that it's stunning because I've been the victim of this group. I remember they put a big report out. It was about 12 years ago, saying Alex Jones says shoot Mexicans at the border. And I had lawyers send them letters, and they retracted it. But nowadays, they don't retract because they don't care. And it's not just the ADL. It's all these big leftist organizations have gone stark raving mad. Megalomania, whatever you want to call it. It's just crazy. That's coming up next segment. I'm going to play the clips. He calls for a purge of free speech. He says Stephen Miller, Donald Trump, Alex Jones are all Nazis. And the only thing Nazi-like is what they're doing. Because calling somebody a Nazi is, you know, one of the top ways you can vilify them. And when you falsely do that to somebody so you can shut them up, it's very Nazi-like. And, I mean, I couldn't believe the 24-minute speech. I did a whole two-hour analysis of it Friday night, stayed up here late to do it. It's at band.video, and I hope you get it out to everybody you know. Sacha Baron Cohen calls for global free speech purge and ADL takeover of all social media. A combine of ruthless international corporations have camouflaged themselves as liberal victims of an impending second Holocaust, when in reality the ADL now nests firmly in a metastasizing complex of expansionist global domination that represents the greatest threat to free humanity. Wrote that yesterday. So, yeah, I mean, I'm already working 7 days a week, but I'm not writing a lot of articles, but I'm writing them now because you have to, folks. And he looks so scary looking. I mean, he looks like, you know, the new Sith guy in the new Star Wars movies. He can even play that. I mean, he looks like a Darth Vader, Hitler, you know, type. I guess you could say central casting of a villain, Count Dracula type. You're like, well, let's ignore the book cover. Let's read what's in it. You read it, you go, oh, my God. I mean, folks, flaming authoritarianism. But it's all done because he's saying he's the good guy. And then he defames and slanders all these good people. Yeah, and of course the ADL also came out called Stephen Miller a white supremacist. Because he listens to InfoWars, they got his emails. Oh, my goodness. So I got to tell you, you know, it's the guy that played Barat, or however you say the guy's name, the supposed comedian, Sacha Baron Cohen, he's the guy that popularized throw the Jew down the well so my country can be free. All I know is the ADL is trying to throw America down the well so the country will not be free. And threatening to arrest everybody that doesn't submit, and he looks all crazy when he says it and smiles like a vampire and the crowd's whooping and hollering and clapping. That's a dangerous organization right there. Very dangerous. Because they already got big tech to bow and to take on thousands of trained individuals from the ADL, according to the ADL press release 3 years ago, to run big tech and to be in your accounts, including your private messengers, and to be part of NewsGuard with Microsoft and all these groups. And so now we've got the ADL. A lot of them aren't even American citizens. They're dual citizens with Israel. In our business, spying on us, and then saying they'll arrest people that don't submit to them. I mean, if that isn't tyranny, I don't know what is. And it's dangerous. But again, that's the leftist ADL. They're run by Soros, who doesn't think Israel should exist. That's why they moved to get Netanyahu out of power. And that's why they're after Stephen Miller. And then now they're going to put around the neck of the Jews worldwide censorship and tyranny. It's terrible. Very evil.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Organization that's come out in the last few years and said that if you don't like drag queen story time where men dressed as women come in and children are put on their laps in many cases without the parents knowing inside public schools and libraries that you are hateful, they also want to have people arrested for their speech. The ADL has announced that the OK symbol is a hate symbol. And so people caught using it are being expelled from colleges and being fired from their jobs. Now they've said the bro fist, meaning a fist bump, emoji, is evil. And it's because the ADL wants total power over language, just like the general left does at the universities and on the streets of America. They are the most intolerant people in the world, the left. And so this supposed leftist Jewish organization has come out and said Trump is a white supremacist because he believes the border should even exist, has upped their game even more. Remember how Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton got in trouble for shaking down major manufacturers like Texaco and Nike and others demanding money or they'd say that they were racist? That's really what this is. But the ADL has gotten way more power than the Reverend Jesse Jackson ever got shaking people down. In the last 3 years, they got control, and I'll show you the articles right here. Your TV viewer, radio listeners, I'll read them off. Of the big tech policy boards and got Google, Facebook, Twitter, and others to hire them on from the ADL Southern Poverty Law Center and several universities, which are also leftist academic groups, to build a consortium that would then go in and engage in massive censorship. And it's been huge. You all know about that. You've seen it. Nothing to do with Nazis. They're left up so they can point at the threat. And by the way, I believe the Nazis have the free speech. The answer to bad speech is good speech, just like I'm countering the very evil stuff the ADL is putting out with my speech. They're calling for my complete silencing and my arrest. And the heads of big tech arrest. We'll play this in a moment. But this is flaming tyranny. If this was an alcoholic beverage, it'd be 200 proof, pure alcohol. If it was feces, it'd be 100% crap. If it was gold, it'd be 24 karat. I mean, this is the real deal. So let's go through some of these headlines. Sacha Baron Cohen calls for global free speech purge. An ADL takeover of all social media. Go see his full speech on Infowars.com, my analysis. Here's an article from ADL.org. Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Twitter, and ADL announced lab to engineer new solutions to stop cyber hate. And that was adopted by Google and others. You can read that. YouTube secretly using SPLC to police videos. Daily Caller goes on from there. Facebook, Amazon, Google, all working with the SPLC and ADL. But, oh, who does he attack? Sacha Baron Cohen attacks Stephen Miller, Mark Zuckerberg, Alex Jones, and ADL speech. He also attacks Breitbart and the president. So we've got to stop the Nazis. Then he says our names. Total defamation. And he says he speaks for all Jews. Think about how dangerous that is, ladies and gentlemen. He doesn't. who's being censored off the internet? Stephen Miller, Prager University. All these pro-America, pro-freedom Jews. It's amazing. So dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. When is somebody going to stand up politically and say no to Americans being bullied by multinational corporations with a bunch of multinationals in them overseeing what we can say and do? Facebook even hired a few years ago former Stasi heads to help run it, the German secret police from East Germany under the Soviets. And now Google's moving into the old Stasi building in East Germany? I'm not joking. You think I'm joking? Type in Google moving in to old Stasi building. Let's continue. Sacha Baron Cohen has made his InfoWars, The Guardian. This was last year. I talk about chemicals in the water that make men effeminate and make frogs effeminate. That's scientific fact. And I said, we should all know about this and know it's an agenda. So he got a crazy guy to try to blow people up in my name. He talks about that in the speech. So because he could trick a crazy person in my name to do it, I'm the bad guy. When he's the one singing, throw Jews down wells and doing all this crap. So again, he's obsessed with me. Because I'm organically popular and love liberty and he's a tyrant. He's also obsessed with, look, Stephen Miller, who loves America, advises the president. Writes his speeches. He wants him down. Well, what does the New York Times call him? A white nationalist. Yeah, a pro-Israel Jew. Yeah, right. This is just insane, ladies and gentlemen. But that's because the globalists are absolutely getting discredited. The problem is they're getting ready to make their big move. What did they say Thursday in the impeachment hearings? They said Alex Jones says Fiona Hill worked for Soros and that she's a globalist. And they said, that's not true. I've never worked for Soros. I'm not a globalist. I am a leftist, she said. They are anti-Semites, learned elders of Zion crap. What does it turn out happened? She writes for theglobalist.com. She runs his most powerful foundation on record. You go, but that's incredible lies. They know everybody's going to go look it up. No, it's true. The message is, we're going to call you a Nazi and come after you if you don't submit to us. And all it is really a multinational corporate takeover. That's it. Schwarzenegger, you know, got caught praising Hitler and all this stuff. His dad was an SS officer. He was a product of his brother was of an SS arranged marriage. Schwarzenegger's the product of a German breeding program. And so he paid the ADL like $10 million, and they gave him an award, and he could even wear his Nazi belt buckle still. They just want cash and power. So if you're a real Nazi like Soros that, you know, brags that the best time of his life was rounding up Jews, well, then everything's wonderful, you see. But if you're actually a pro-America, pro-freedom person and bringing people together, well, they're going to get you shut down. I'm the number one enemy because I'm getting the right wing to not be anti-Semitic like the left wants to brand it and have them take the bait. I just want everybody to come together and everybody buy into freedom, and then we defeat the whole globalist system together. But the globalists are counting on division. They all want to run their own little sub-racial religious group and then play us off against each other, and all the leaders of the groups get together and decide how to play us off against each other. I will not be part of that. Now, I'll get to all the clips, the Fiona Hill, Sacha Baron Cohen for the ADL when I come back. But this is very dangerous because they've already almost got total censorship in, but he says that isn't enough. We're going to arrest the big tech heads, and we're going to purge. These are words he uses, purge everyone. So, I mean, this is like Hitler on a stage in 1939 saying what he's going to do. He's already done a lot, and it's happening again, ladies and gentlemen, and it's extremely dangerous. Very, very dangerous. So I'm ringing the alarm here. They're making their move. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I've said it over and over again, and I'm going to say some positive things about President Trump at the start of the next hour. And I didn't open the phones up. He really is the president. He makes mistakes. He's not perfect, but he's really trying to be the president, trying to be in charge, not letting the permanent bureaucracy and rogue bureaucratic elements tell him and the American people what to do. And he's really trying to faithfully execute on his promises to us. And so far, I've given him an A-plus for effort. He's let us down on fighting the censors and standing up for the First Amendment and done some other things that aren't good. But Eddie Gallagher controversy. Trump has fired the Navy secretary amid Navy SEAL case, Pentagon says. That's just out. Fox News posted InfoWars.com. U.S. Navy secretary says he did not threaten to resign in dispute with Trump. And whether Trump's right or wrong on that, he is the commander-in-chief. And he did pardon the Navy SEAL. And so the admirals under him that wanted the virtue signal and wanted to countermand the president. Well, you got the chain of command ass backwards there, Jack. We're in command, the American people, and we elected Trump, and he's in charge. You understand how that works? He's the chief executive, the most powerful person in this country. We put him there, and he pardoned that individual so they don't lose their trident. Now, whether that's a mistake or not, if you got the military not following orders, what's going to happen real fast? It's going to fall apart. So your ass is fired. And I totally support what the president did. He needs to start firing a lot more people. Let's try to get Steve Pachinik on the show tomorrow about this. Just about Trump needs to start firing thousands of people. He needs to put people in charge to get things set up, to get the bureaucrats, the deep state out of there. Now, let's get back to the top story. This is so big. I'll cover this more next hour. The ADL is an intelligence agency. They got caught breaking into police stations, stealing files on people in the 80s and 90s. They lost a bunch of lawsuits where people in Hollywood, if somebody didn't sell a theater chain or do whatever the ADL said, they would come out and say they were a Nazi. And then the folks sued and won huge lawsuits because that was wrong. The ADL is a multinational private intelligence agency. And they got in a lot of trouble by the 2000s, so they kind of hid in the shadows. And now they've come out as one of the lead groups running the censorship, all of this. And they have had Sacha Baron Cohen, the washed-up comedian, who just had a whole raft of movies demonizing Trump and patriots that all failed miserably. People are sick of it. Just like the new Charlie's Angels is an anti-Trump, anti-America, anti-family, you know, third-wave feminist joke. Total failure. People just are sick of it. So the left's answer is more, more, more. Well, the hysteria that grips the left has now metastasized even greater into the brains of the folks at the ADL. And they have jumped the megalodon mega shark here. And said, we want to arrest, starting with Mark Zuckerberg, all six of the big tech heads. And we want everybody shut down. We want to purge. These are quotes. Because they're all Nazis. Now, even if we were Nazis, we don't deserve to be purged, but that's not true. And they go on to say any criticism of towards Soros, who pumps a lot of money into them, hundreds of millions over the years, will result in them telling banks, you name it, that you're a Nazi, and these damn banks need to be sued, and there needs to be congressional action. They will take away your merchant accounts. They will kick you offline. I mean, just like Hitler did. Guys, go to YouTube and type in, Nazis throw Jews out of their businesses and shops. Nazis ban Jews from business. There's all the famous footage of the Jews being thrown out of their businesses and the windows being knocked out and yellow stars being painted on them. That really went on. And I'm sorry that happened, but I don't deserve that to have my windows knocked out just because, you know, I'm a conservative and a nationalist, and I'm not going to put up with it. But that's what's happened to our merchant accounts and to NRA groups and conservatives and Laura Loomer and, strangely, people that are conservatives and pro-Israel. There's a whole civil war going on, obviously, you know, between the Rothschilds, they've made that public, and Netanyahu, they're going to put in prison. So it's not monolithic, you know, group we're here talking about. But the ADL represents, you know, the most powerful Jewish organization in the world. And that's basically B'nai B'rith and the International Brotherhood and Sisterhood and whoever they point their finger at, like a mob, they come for you to lynch your ass. And man, it's rough. I mean, here's footage right here. Nazi Germany, Jewish boycott. Now let's just keep rolling that for folks because this is what happened. And it's rough. This is what's happening to Christians and conservatives and nationalists and patriots and conservative Jews. Literally the ADL is endorsing sexualization of children. Transgenderism, the brainwashing, just everything evil. Every leftist agenda there is, the ADL has now adopted it. And then adds, you're a Nazi if you don't submit to it. So let's skip ahead a little bit. Here you go. Putting up signs that you can't shop there. And then it's knocked the windows out, everything else. And that's what they're saying. Don't shop with conservatives. Don't go to their sites. Don't let them have credit cards. Don't let them communicate on WhatsApp, on Facebook. Zuckerberg says you cannot say Alex Jones's name unless you say it in a negative connotation. And to that, all advised by the ADL, on record, just showed you the article's last segment, their answer is, that's not enough. That's all superficial. And now they're saying 88, the number 88's evil. If you don't like Antifa, criminal meth head group, arrow cross, the fist symbol, now, this is all just pure crap, ladies and gentlemen. So, and it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. The Celtic cross? Give me a break. And now, of course, the bro fist. Oh, the fascist symbol. You see that? That's in the U.S. Senate. Guys, stop for a second. Go to the U.S. Senate for me online. Just pull up video of the U.S. Senate. And right behind the dais is the fasci. Because, you know, the buildings are all Greek and Roman style. But let me start getting to these videos as I promised to do. Okay? Should have just led the show with this. But here's the ADL spokesperson. Let's go to Sasha and the ADL on Alex Jones. Here it is.
And that trigger outrage and fear. It's why YouTube recommended videos by the conspiracist Alex Jones billions of times. It's why fake news outperforms real news, because studies show that lies spread faster than truth. And it's no surprise that the greatest propaganda machine in history has spread the oldest conspiracy theory in history, the lie that Jews are somehow dangerous. As one headline put it, just think what Goebbels could have done with Facebook. On the internet, everything can appear equally legitimate. Breitbart resembles the BBC. The fictitious protocols of the Elders of Zion look as valid as an ADL report.
And behind him, it says never is now. You know, never again, never is now. That's right. You are the Nazi element. You are the ones coming for our freedom. The left, the communist left, the communist ADL, a big part of that. He goes on to worship Antifa, a terror group that attacks men, women, and children, that attacks mainline prayer groups, that have open satanic rallies hailing Satan, calling for pedophilia. We're going to go to break, and I'll get to all the clips here, but to see this type of authoritarianism rise its ugly head is simply incredible. And the closest thing we've ever seen to this is the Nazis and the Soviet Russians. And America is about to get a big dose of it, because the ADL is already drunk on the blood of the First Amendment. It wants it all now. He's going to call for our imprisonment next. When we come back, he wants to put people in prison. He wants us in prison.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom, and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So you turn on mainstream media news on a word about communist China killing over 100 million of their own people. It's four or five times what Hitler did. Not a word about him selling political dissidents' organs or massacring people or working with big tech to censor overseas and now here. But Trump, you hear, talks about it. That's good. And then you see the tyranny on the universities, no free speech, supposedly places that are bastions of it. And you see all the brainwashing of little kids and all the racial division being pushed by the left and all the sexualization of the children, just all the corruption. And then you see the so-called civil rights organizations like the ACLU on the Soros payroll now being anti-free speech. Wanting to pass hate crimes laws and restrict speech. And you see Sacha Baron Cohen that made all his money doing outrageous gags, a lot of it illegal, trying to get people to do illegal things, trying to have sex with Ron Paul, trying to get my listeners to kill people. He brags about it in the speech. So he could attribute it to me, finding mentally ill individuals who they could try to tie to InfoWars. Well, we reached tens of millions. Of course they can find a few of those. This is a real monster, but he's just the spokesperson of bigger monsters who think you are stupid and who think you don't see through what's happening. And I'll give you a great illustration of this in a moment, probably one of the biggest ones and best ones ever. But first, let's get to these other clips. Here he is saying purge free speech via big tech. Here it is.
There is such a thing as objective truth. Facts do exist. And if these internet companies really want to make a difference, they should hire enough monitors to actually monitor. Work closely with groups like the ADL and the NAACP. Insist on facts and purge these lies and conspiracies from their platforms.
So there you go. Purge them from the platform. And then he goes on to talk about purging them across the world as well. But let's hear that one more time. Let's hear the arrest them. Maybe fines aren't enough. You've already allowed foreign powers to interfere in election and genocide. The whole Russiagate fake thing, and oh, some people used the internet to have a race war in another country. So it's big tech's fault. Like if somebody uses a telephone to call in a bomb threat, is it AT&T's fault? Or if somebody uses a telephone to say they're holding hostages, is it AT&T's fault? No, but that's what he's saying. He's talking about arresting the big tech heads. Here's the clip.
And maybe fines are not enough. Maybe it's time to tell Mark Zuckerberg and the CEOs of these companies, you already allowed one foreign power to interfere in our elections. You already facilitated one genocide in Myanmar. Do it again and you go to jail.
Do it again and you go to jail because the ADL is the boss. Now, when Obama and Hillary fund the Arab Spring and use Google and Apple and Facebook to start giant riots and then put ISIS and Al-Qaeda in charge and millions die, hundreds of thousands of women and children put in sex slavery, that's okay. That's okay. So the global telecommunication systems must be handed over to the ADL, he says. And then he goes on to say, you need to hire more moderators, and that, of course, is the ADL itself. I just showed you the article earlier. But he doesn't mention that in the speech. Oh, there's this global crisis. The Nazis are coming. Oh, to seize our communications and put us in jail? Oh, you mean you? Well, the truth is the communists are coming. There's such a thing as objective facts. Facts do exist, Cohen said. And if these internet companies really want to make a difference, they should hire some enough monitors to actually monitor, work closely with groups like ADL, insist on facts, and purge these liars and conspiracies from their platforms. You see that quote? I'm reading that quote to you on air right now. That's what he said. Let's go ahead and play the Hire the Moderator clip.
In every other industry, a company can be held liable when their product is defective. When engines explode or seatbelts malfunction, car companies recall tens of thousands of vehicles at a cost of billions of dollars. It only seems fair to say to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, your product is defective. You are obliged to fix it, no matter how much it costs, and no matter how many moderators you need to employ.
The speech is simply incredible. And for brevity, I told him to get those clips. They cut the cheering off, the whooping, the cheering, the catcalling. It's incredible. I mean, you would think those people are having an orgasm with, we're going to arrest the big tech heads. If they don't do what we say, we're going to purge the internet. The ADL will tell them what to do. Yay! Woo! Yeah, we'll run everything. Boy, that's not scary at all. And that's where we are as a civilization. And some people say, oh, this is crazy. They'll never get away with that. But that's exactly where all of this is going. Now, I want to go ahead and play the Fiona Hill testimony, clip 7, here tonight on the Sunday broadcast, because the ADL came out and again said, fire Stephen Miller, Jewish, because he's a white supremacist. That's the New York Times, ADL. And again, if the ADL called a bottle of ketchup a nuclear bomb, the people go, it's a nuclear bomb. If they called this can of orange-flavored water PCP, I'd be arrested. I'd go, officers, it's water. They go, the ADL said it's PCP. You're being executed today. There's no judge. There's no jury. There's only ADL, the Lord, the Savior, the King, the God, the Master. Just like the Southern Poverty Law Center and all these other groups, you just have to do what they say. Like Brian Williams said, he got shot down in a helicopter. He's still on TV. He wasn't shot down in a helicopter. He's a liar. And Fiona Hill got up there, and they had the congressman say, you don't work for Soros, and you know nothing about globalism. She goes, that's right. Well, she works for a publication called TheGlobalist.com. She headed up as the top board member. His main foundation, the Open Society Foundation, that's all in her own bio. So she's perjuring herself to Congress, and then they go on to say it's anti-Semitic to say that Soros has got all these State Department people in there and that Hillary has stay-behind networks in there, like Fiona Hill that we exposed. And all of that is completely true. Let's start getting to this clip.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for your service. Dr. Hill, you stated in your deposition you've been accused of being a mole for George Soros in the White House, correct?
That's correct.
You said in your deposition, specifically, a conspiracy was launched against you by convicted felon Roger Stone on the show InfoWars, led by Alex Jones, right?
I don't think he was a convicted felon at the time that he launched this, so I didn't use those exact words. But it was indeed Roger Stone and Alex Jones on InfoWars in 2017. And in fact, just more recently, before Mr. Stone endured his trial, they were at it again, reprising the same InfoWars video and adding embellishments.
And they said, I'll quote what they said about you. We here at InfoWars, this is Roger Stone speaking, first identified Fiona Hill, the globalist leftist George Soros insider who had infiltrated McMaster's staff. He said that on May 31st, 2017. I presume you're not a globalist leftist Soros insider, correct?
I think my coal mining family would be very surprised to hear all of these things about me.
I agree.
Actually, leftist, perhaps not so much, but, you know, anyway, the left in Europe is a bit different from the left here, let's put it that way.
I agree. Interestingly, you stated in your deposition that a similar conspiracy theory had actually been launched against Marie Yovanovitch.
That's correct.
And you said specifically, when I saw this happening to Ambassador Yovanovitch, again, I was furious because this is, again, just this whipping up of what is frankly an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory about George Soros to basically target nonpartisan career officials. Isn't that what you said?
I did say that, yes.
And I'm sure you've been watching with concern what's happened to other nonpartisan career officials. We had Lieutenant Colonel Alex Vindman. And
all right, let's stop right here. By the way, I didn't even know Vindman was Jewish. So he's a little globalist lying mole. We say, oh, my God, you're Jewish. You're an anti-Semite. You see, these criminals are hiding behind this. I mean, that's what's going on. Hour two coming up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.